Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Matthew 5, 27 to 30. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 5, verse 27 to 30. You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. My theme for reflection is purity of heart. Purity of heart. Have you ever considered how deeply God cares about the intentions of our hearts? In Matthew 5, 27 to 30, our Lord Jesus Christ shifts the focus from the external act of adultery to the internal condition of the heart. He teaches that sin is not merely a matter of outward actions, but begins within. By redefining adultery to include lustful thoughts, Jesus reveals that righteousness transcends legalistic boundaries and reaches the core of our being. The call to tear out an eye or cut off a hand that causes sin is a hyperbolic way to stress the seriousness of removing sin from our lives. Jesus emphasizes that sin is so detrimental that extreme measures should be taken to eradicate it, highlighting the need for radical inner transformation rather than mere external compliance. My dear friends, this passage challenges us to examine our hearts and recognize that true righteousness begins within. It calls us to address the root causes of sin, our thoughts and intentions, not just the outward behaviors. In an age where external appearances often take precedence, Jesus' teaching reminds us that God looks at the heart. Jesus is not asking us to literally tear out an eye or cut off a hand. His words metaphorically mean that if your eye causes you to sin, don't look. If your feet cause you to sin, don't go. And if your hand causes you to sin, don't touch. This passage also speaks to the pervasive issue of lust in contemporary society, especially in the context of pornography and media. Jesus' words call us to a higher standard of purity, urging us to guard our hearts and minds diligently. It is a call to live authentically and transparently before God, knowing that He desires truth in our innermost being. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways can you guard your heart and mind against lustful thoughts and other sinful inclinations? Number two, how can you cultivate a deeper sense of purity and integrity in your daily walk with Christ? Heavenly Father, thank you for the clarity and depth of your word. Help us to understand that true righteousness starts in the heart. Grant us the strength to guard our thoughts and intentions, seeking purity in all aspects of our lives. Remove anything within us that leads to sin and transform us from inside out. May our lives reflect your holiness and bring glory to your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.